Welcome to Time with Abba, the Passion Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is September 4th, Wednesday, 2019, day 247. Today's topic. Dearest Hong Kongers, bless you to receive godly wisdom, godly sorrow, that brightens your faces and changes your heart appearance. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 99 verses 1 to 9, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 1 to chapter 9 verse 18, 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 8 to 16, Proverbs 22 verses 17 to 19. Today's main passages. First one, Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verses 23 to 25. All this I tested by wisdom, and I said, I am determined to be wise, but this was beyond me. Whatever exists is far off and most profound. Who can discover it? So I turned my mind to understand, to investigate and to search out wisdom and the schemes of things, and to understand the stupidity of wickedness and the madness of folly. Second passage, Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29 to chapter 8, verse 1. This only have I found. God created mankind upright, but they have gone in search of many schemes. Who is like the wise, who knows the explanation of things? A person's wisdom brightens their face and changes his heart appearance. The third passage from 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 to 11. Paul said, godly sorrow brings repentance that leads to salvation and leaves no regret. But worldly sorrow brings death. See what this godly sorrow has produced in you. What earnestness, what eagerness to clear yourselves, what indignation, what alarm, what longing, what concern, what readiness to see justice done. At every point, you have proved yourselves to be innocent in this matter. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus is Dearest Hong Kongers, bless you to receive godly wisdom, godly sorrow that brightens your faces and changes your heart appearance. Today seems the second part of yesterday's message. From what we learn from today's Ecclesiastes and 2 Corinthians, it is only through godly wisdom that we can understand those things we are unable to explain, especially those things making our faces dark and full of hard appearance, those anger and misunderstanding tearing off good relationships. Only that godly sorrow Paul talks about in today's passage, that we are able to ask ourselves sorrowfully, that why we have been Christians for so many years, but we could lose the light of Christ in our faces in such a short time. No more joy and smile as in a small child's face, but to be dominated by sadness and anger. And because of what Paul says, godly sorrow, we can repent and to shine forth the light of joy even in great suffering, so as to bring comfort and joy to many people. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to have that godly sorrow that we can repent and to shine forth the light of joy even in great suffering, so as to bring comfort and joy to many people. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to have that godly sorrow that you can repent and to shine forth the light of joy, even in great suffering, so as to bring comfort and joy to many people? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.